This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Defence Acquisition Council DAC today cleared proposals worth nearly 3,60,000 crore rupees to enhance the capability of the armed forces. The Defence Ministry has informed that acceptance of necessity AON was accorded for the procurement of multi-role fighter aircraft MRFA Rafale and other military hardware, including combat missiles and airship-based high-altitude pseudo-satellite for the Indian Air Force. The ministry said the majority of MRFAs to be procured will be manufactured in India. It further said that AON was accorded for the procurement of anti-tank mines, Vibhav, and overhaul of vehicle platforms, of armoured recovery vehicles, ARVs, T-72 tanks and infantry combat vehicles for the Indian Army. For the Indian Navy, AON was cleared for 4 megawatt marine gas turbine-based electric power generator and P-81 long-range maritime reconnaissance aircraft. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said the government is working for a resilient and self-reliant India by giving a push to economic growth and ensuring inclusive development. The minister was replying to a discussion on Union Budget 2026-27 in the Rajya Sabha. Ms. Sitharaman had presented the budget in Parliament on the 1st of this month. The finance minister said today high growth has been maintained while keeping inflation low.
The National Statistical Office gave the first advanced estimate. The real GDP growth is projected at 7.4% for the year 25-26, with a nominal growth rate at around 8%, while CPI inflation has softened to nearly 2%. So this is that combination that I'm talking about of a strong growth. Price stability is really uncommon globally and reflects the strength of India's economic fundamentals.
Ms. Sitharaman stressed that emphasis in this budget this time has been laid on building domestic manufacturing capacity. She said special provisions and budgetary allocations were made for the biopharma semiconductor mission 2.0, rare earth corridors, container manufacturing ecosystem, sports goods, textiles, champion MSMEs. She said focus has been made on developing human capital to create employment opportunities in coming years. The Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day following noisy scenes between the Treasury bench and opposition bench members when the Lok Sabha took up matters of urgent public importance after the passage of the Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill 2026. BJP MP Nishikant Dubey raised the issue of a motion against Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi for misleading the nation. Demanding a discussion on Mr. Gandhi's conduct, Mr. Dubey said membership of Rahul Gandhi should be cancelled and he should be barred from contesting elections in the future. The remarks led to strong protests from opposition members. Amid the din, the Speaker adjourned the House for the day. The engineering sector has hailed the interim trade agreement between India and the United States. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, former chairman of Engineering Export Promotion Council of India, Arun Kumar Garodia, said the deal will significantly boost engineering exports in the near future. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today hosted BJP Panchayat members, municipality members and members of corporations from across Kerala at his residence in New Delhi. BJP corporators from Thiruvananthapuram Corporation, where the BJP won with a historic mandate, were also present on the occasion. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said he discussed a wide range of subjects, notably ways to deepen the BJP's connect with the people. In Bangladesh, counting of votes is underway soon after polling concluded for the 13th National Parliamentary Election and simultaneous referendum today. Voting was held across 299 constituencies. The contest pits two coalitions led by former allies, the Bangladesh Nationalist Party and the Islamist Jamaat-e-Islami. Alongside electing a new government, people voted on proposed constitutional and institutional reforms under the July Charter. In Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India have set a target of 210 runs for Namibia in a Group A clash in Delhi. Put into bat first, India posted 209 runs, losing 9 wickets in 20 overs. In reply, Namibia were 103 for 6 in 14.4 overs when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.